Hello everyone and welcome to this week's Lemon Snail podcast with me, Gary Jones. I hope you've all had a fantastic week and I've got a short but sweet podcast for you today. And I've got an interview with the man himself, the man behind Spartown Comics. He's the man behind Leamington Comic Con. This dude is called Dan Mallier and he's an absolute golden chap. Now he's thought about his customer, he's thought about his business and his passion, and everything drives towards his why. So, Dan's an award-winning organiser with Leamington Comic Con, and you can find him now at Spartown Comics in the Royal Priors on Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sundays. So, this is a one-part interview. Hope you enjoy it, hope you get some count of it, and I would love to know what you think on Twitter and in the description. This is part one. Cool, so we are in Hustle and Bustle, which is the Royal Priors Shopping Centre, and we're in Costa Coffee, so please excuse the background noise, but I'm joined today with Dan from Spartown Comics, so thank you very much, Dan, for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Cheers, Gary. Thanks for having me on, and also thanks for the coffee.
Coffee is good. So we're going to be talking about loads of different stuff today. But first of all, tell us what you're doing at the moment. So what's Spartown Comics and where is it?
We've set up a basically a comic stall within the Royal Priors.
Yeah.
Currently we've got a commitment for 12 months to do that.
Yeah.
We're open from Thursday to Sunday. So we're kind of keeping it part-time at the moment.
But
hoping to kind of get people buying comics from us, and long-term plans to open a proper comic shop. That's kind of where we are.
Okay, so for people who don't know what part of the Royal Priors you're in, you're opposite. Where are you?
We're in the lower mall.
Yeah.
Just in between, in a stall in between Vision Express and the Regis Hair Salon.
Cool.
So if you kind of come in through the parade or through the back and just pass Costa Coffee, you can't miss us.
Nice. And why did you want to set it up?
Well, as you kind of know, but you're obviously not all of your listeners will. Myself and my partner Lisa, we run Leamington Comic Con.
Yeah.
So we've kind of got an interest in comic books.
Yeah.
We've had some kind of good friends that have set up their own kind of comic store, but then as time's moved on, they've kind of stepped away from that. So we kind of saw it as a real kind of the next logical step to branch off from the comic convention.
Cool. So Comic Con got started, was it 2 years ago? Or was
2014 was the first event. Yeah, 2014.
Cool. And I know there's plans for next year, isn't there, for another Comic Con?
Yeah, we've got the next Comic Con will take place at the Spa Centre on the 25th of March. So we've kind of skipped a year with setting up Spartown Comics. But then, March 25th next year, we'll be back.
Nice. Now, I know over the last 4 or 5 years, there's been a massive buzz around comics, Marvel, you've got loads of film franchises appearing everywhere, and there's not probably a couple of months where another film isn't released.
That's true, very true.
Is it something you've always been into? Have you always loved comics from an early age?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I've always been a bit of a geek. You know, that
geeks
I won't.
Are cool.
Yeah, I won't hide from that. Oh, they never used to be, but it's now quite cool to be a geek.
Okay.
You know, it's trendy being a geek. The Big Bang Theory played a big part in making kind of, you know, geeks cool again. And obviously with all of the films and all the movie tie-ins and all of that stuff, it's booming. Pop culture's booming.
Yeah, no, it is. So in terms of kind of films and comics, have you got a favourite?
Yeah, well, it might surprise a few that my kind of favourite comics, though, aren't necessarily mainstream comic books.
No. So, I'm sure you probably read loads of comics, so you know a hell of a lot.
Oh, not as much as I'd like. It's quite surprising, actually, going off on a bit of a tangent, people would assume that I am a comic expert, my partner's a comic expert, but we're far from it.
Okay.
We are far from it, so we're still kind of learning, and a lot of the stuff that we've done in the last few years has been self-taught through the comic convention and content and stuff. But anyway, kind of back onto the topic. I prefer indie comic books.
Okay.
You know, so Leamington Comic Con is around promoting in the indie comic scene.
Mm-hmm.
And my favourite comic book is a series called Twisted Dark by a writer called Neil Gibson.
Okay, cool. And what kind of what's that based on? Or, well, what's the story arc, I suppose?
Twisted Dark's like a psychological thriller, and it's in, at the moment there's currently 6 volumes.
Okay.
And it's short stories, but as the volumes progress, the stories intertwine. So kind of with its title, Twisted Dark, all of the stories have a twist that is dark. You know, that's kind of where it goes. But like I say, as you kind of read, you kind of characters reappear throughout the volumes, and then some of the stories that you don't realise reading one volume are intertwined as the stories go on. So it's actually, it's quite complex, but it's also very, very good.
I suppose a misconception for some people, and please correct me if I'm wrong, is that comics are fluffy, I suppose. Might be a word that people could use, or they're not serious. But by the sounds of it, that's a full-blown drama. It's a full-blown series, and it's got different characters appearing, disappearing, and complex.
Yes, very complex. Very complex, well-thought-out kind of stories. So it's... I know Neil Gibson, who's the writer, and he's got on his whiteboard all of the characters drawn out and then mapped how they're all intertwined.
Nice.
So it kind of shows how complex it is, because he's trying to do that. So as a writer, he understands where it all fits together.
That's brilliant.
You know, it's pretty impressive. Yeah. Pretty impressive.
Oh, nice. So that's Twisted Dark by Neil Gibson.
Yeah, Twisted Dark by Neil Gibson, who's attended the previous 2 Leamington Comic Cons as well. So it's...
Talking about the limited Comic Cons.
Yep.
If someone hasn't been to a Comic Con or they don't know much about it, how would you describe it?
Well, Leamington Comic Con was founded on a Kickstarter campaign, so we really wanted to try and build a community event that the community funded. That's really where it started.
Yeah.
And then part of that kind of community feel is we want to support independent comic creators, give them a platform, but we had weighted towards local talent.
Yeah.
So that we've got local, we're supporting local comic creators and writers and artists. So, you know, we've had lots of people that are kind of from in and around Warwickshire, Coventry, Birmingham and places like that. So we're really kind of trying to showcase that local kind of creativity and comic writing.
Cool. So each of the events, I'm guessing then, well, I'm not guessing because I went to the last one, they all have different stalls and they have different exhibition areas where they can display. And I know last time there was people doing caricature
stuff.
I can't say that word.
That's right.
But also doing different little bits as well. Was it cosplay as well, if I remember right?
Yeah, because it is a comic focused event, so it's all about comics, comic art, that creativity element. But part of the creativity is certainly the cosplay.
Yeah.
You know, because there's a lot of people that don't just go and buy a costume off eBay for £30. You know, there's a lot of people that will be preparing their costumes and making them at home months before the event. So there's that real kind of, it really does bring out that kind of creative element in the community.
And is that going to be happening in the Spa Centre?
Will be happening in the Spa Centre.
They don't know what it's going to be. Not yet.
And then we've actually got for this, for next year's con, we're actually having a catwalk.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to actually have a cosplay catwalk where people will be judged on their...
You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah, I don't think we've actually said that to anybody yet.
Okay, that is pretty cool.
Yeah. It
is. No, the thing is, that shows a commitment that they give to people, because that's, as you said, it takes time and effort to be able to do that over the course of that time. And some of the outfits, you must have so many different intricate parts that...
Yeah. Oh, it's impressive. I mean, like if you, like Kit, who was our kind of cosplay champion from year one, kind of built, he made his Batman costume out of leather himself.
Wow.
You know, so it's all completely custom made, and it's just unbelievable. Yeah. And there's so many people that have gone and done that. It's amazing. It's crazy. Absolutely amazing.
Cool. Have you got a date for the 2017?
Yes, 25th of March at the Spa Centre.
Cool. I'm guessing people will be able to find out more from the Leamington Comic Con Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah. Head over onto the Facebook page. It's got the Facebook event, so you can tell us whether you're coming or not. There's a link to buy tickets for the event, and also you can pick up tickets from the Spartown Comics stall in the Royal Priors. So.
Perfect, cool. Now, in terms of the Spartown Comics, obviously the Royal Priors is passionate about driving people in.
Yep.
Events are a really cool way of doing it.
Yep.
Have you got any events that you've got planned for Spartown Comics in the next couple of months to come up?
Yeah, absolutely. We've got an event. Our next event is the 17th of September, which is Batman Day.
Okay.
So that is a kind of global celebration of everybody's favourite superhero.
Nice.
On the day, we're going to have lots of kind of Batman comics and merch for people to pick up. Our very own Batman will be there.
Nice.
So we're actually having a competition. So for the best selfie with Batman, we'll win a Batman goodie bag of prizes. So best selfie with Batman.
Brilliant.
So kind of we're going to need people to come down, take the selfie, post the picture on our Facebook page, just to kind of get that kind of engagement going, and
perfect.
Then we'll pick a winner and they'll get a Batman goodie bag for
nice.
It. So.
Have you got an Instagram page as well?
The Instagram is just at the moment, we've just got the Lem Comic Con Instagram,
cool.
So
okay.
We'll probably end up probably rebranding that to cover both the shop and the event.
So it's a Facebook page that people need to post their pictures on.
Yes. So we've got the Spartown Comics is the Facebook page, and then you've got Leamington Comic Con is also our two Facebook pages for us.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Have you got any events apart from the Batman?
Yeah, we've got the Halloween Comic Festival coming up as well, which is on the 29th of October. That is where we've got free comics to give away.
Okay.
So if people come and buy comics or come and spend £10 basically on the stall, and then you'll get a trick or treat bag of Halloween comics, sweets, balloons, and other bits and pieces like that.
Nice.
Which is which we're really looking forward to.
It's gonna be fun, yeah.
Yeah, so it will be fun. So we're gonna try and encourage people to dress up as zombies and other bits and pieces. So, but yeah, it'll be quite cool.
Be a welcomed addition into the
party. I'm sure it would. Yeah.
Brilliant. Now, I ask everyone on there when they come on a show what their golden tip would be for anyone. Now, this is, I haven't prepared you for this.
You haven't?
All.
No, thanks for that.
So basically, this is your top tip for anyone to help them or their business.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose with the business that you're in, what would be your top tip for the person who doesn't really know what to go for? Because I was in that position.
Yeah.
You helped me. So what would be your tip for anyone in that position?
I'd probably say two things.
Okay.
There's two things. First of all would be, don't be afraid to do something outside of the norm. Don't let being in your comfort zone stop you from doing the things you want to do. Just to kind of put some context, that I was talking to Lisa about Spartown Comics about 6 months ago.
Mm.
And I kind of said, it was the opportunity, the right time for us to do it.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I don't want to look back when I'm 50 years old and go, why the hell didn't I do that?
Yeah.
So let's just do it. Let's not be scared of it. If it doesn't work, it won't not work because of lack of hard work.
Mm-hmm.
It just won't work because it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
So that would kind of be the first
thing. That's a golden top tip for anybody in any circumstance. Great.
Yeah. And then the next thing would be is just do your research.
Okay.
Understand, have your identity of what you're trying to do. So for Spartown Comics, we've got our main things are around promotion of the great medium that's comics, promoting creativity, so encouraging people to, through their cosplay, through their art, through local comic creators, we want to support you guys, and then we want a community. So we don't want Spartown Comics to just be a shop that people are just coming and transacting with us. We want Spartown Comics to become a real hub in the community, with events that are branching off that, from the Comic Con to Drink and Draw events to comic signings and other things. So have that identity for your business. What is it you're trying to do? Yeah. And then everything you do fits within those three things. Perfect. Or whatever they are.
That is,
so there's a bit of waffle there, but that's
that's brilliant, because that actually transcends every business, even down to personal development. That is golden.
Yeah.
How about the person who doesn't know what they want to buy, or they like comics, they like films, but actually they don't know where to start?
Yeah. Well, there's so many kind of story arcs and graphic novels out there. So if you're not sure what to do, come and talk to us. We've got we've got some knowledge, so I could sit down and talk to somebody about what I would say would be essential Batman reads if you want to start reading Batman. What would be essential Marvel reads? What would be essential independent reads? So engage with us on our social media pages. Come and have a chat with us. Yeah. If you're not sure, we'll try to have you help.
Crack it. And just to reiterate your contact details, how would people get in touch with you?
We've got, you can drop us an email at info@spartowncomics.co.uk. Like our Facebook page, which is Spartown Comics. Like our Leamington Comic Facebook page. And if you've got any questions, just drop us a message, or again on Twitter as well, which is @SpartownComics, and just fire some questions to us, and we'll try and help you.
Cracking. Well, thank you very much, and also thank you for helping me with the Batman, because I've actually purchased the Batman Year One
graphic novel.
And you know what? I'm going to have a copy later on and read it. So.
Well, let me know what you think about it, because I think it's a great first comic to get into.
Will do. No, cheers for your time.
Sure. Cheers.
Thank you so much, Dan, for that brilliant interview. And seriously, if you do want to check him out, go and see him at Spartown Comics. Like his Facebook page for start, Spartown Comics or Leamington Comic Con, or just pop into the Royal Prize and say hello. He's got a comic for everyone, and seriously, you need to go on it. It's really cool, and I'm really enjoying reading the one that I got from him. Now, if you do love this podcast and you want to hear more, pop onto iTunes, subscribe to our channel, or you can listen to our show on Radio Warwickshire every Monday between 6:30 and 7:30, and it's repeated every Wednesday between 5 and 6 in the evening. So come along, check it out. I've got some really cool ones coming up, lined up in the next few weeks. So have a great week, everyone, and take care. Cheers.